beast that's seen already.
Right.
What, himself? Is he already?
He's already got some.
Okay. Are you using that other word? Is he already?
It was played.
And, say if someone offered you some food that you don't want, you might say, no, thank you, I don't.
Care for any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's...
leftovers.
And, say you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew.
And, what would you call carrots and peas and beets and so forth that you raise yourself?
What you call them?
Yeah, just a general name.
Vegetables.
And the place where you grow them would be your...
garden.
And, you know, you might take corn and grind it up sort of coarse and make...
coarse? No.
Not fine enough to be cornmeal.
Crack corn.
Mm-hmm. What about something you might have for breakfast? Made out of corn.
Oh, corn flakes.
Uh-huh. What else would say if you served eggs and bacon and what else might you have?
It'd be cereal. Mm-hmm. What?
Do you ever hear about, talk about grits or
pumpkins? Grits! Oh my goodness, yes. I was raised on them.
What's that?
Grits. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, they call grits so cereal now.
Oh, really?
The northern people does. Huh. We never did, but the northern people call them cereal.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people making whiskey themselves, maybe out in the woods?
Yeah, they call it corn liquor.
Uh-huh.
Moonshine.
What about beer? Did you ever hear of them making that?
Home brew, mm-hmm, is what they call it.
Okay.
But I don't know what they made that out of.
I'm not sure.
But I remember hearing Daddy call it home brew.
Uh-huh.
And it was foamy looking. Because a man downtown... oh, run an ice cream pour and had some of that. Because I remember Daddy drinking some of it, you know. Moog. Mm-hmm. A regular moog. A moog kind of moog. Mm-hmm. And it was foamy. And we asked him what it was, because we was eating ice cream, you know. But we asked him what it was. And that's what he said it was. It was homebrew. So I don't know what it was made out of.
Yeah. Say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say...
oh, just, that smells good.
Okay. Or you tell someone just that.
Sniff it.
Uh-huh. Did you say smell it or smell of it? Or how would you say that?
I smell it, I reckon. That's what I'd say. Uh-huh.
And say if you had a belt, what would be on the belt to tell you that it was made out of cowhide and nothing else? It would say on there that it was...
oops. Rawhide, I think, would be on it.
But
it'd
say it was
genuine leather.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine leather.
Mm-hmm. And when they used to weigh sugar out of the barrel, when it wasn't packaged, they'd weigh it out of the barrel. It said that it was sold.
It was sold. Sold by what?
Sold how? When they just weighed out of the barrel.
The what now? Oh, I misunderstood you.
When sugar used to be.
Oh. Bags.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the expression of sold loose or sold
loose sugar? Yeah, because I remember over here there was a commissary, you know, I was telling you about, talking about commissaries. They had in the barrel, they had a scoop,
mm-hmm,
that they'd give you if you wanted 2 pounds or 1 pound or whatever you wanted. They put it in a paper bag for you.
Do you ever hear the expression sugar was sold in bulk or bulk?
In books, yeah, and I don't know just how they meant about that, unless it was